For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Hey, Chicago, Wayfair's big sale is on now. It's Way Day. For 3 days only, now through October 7th, get up to 80% off online and at the new Wayfair store at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette. Score furniture, cookware, holiday decor, and more. Way Day is the sale to stock up for the season ahead. Plus, enjoy family fun and in-store surprises. Shop Wayfair's big sale now through October 7th online and at the Wayfair store at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of July. I hope you're well. Coming up,
they also brought to the Labour Court new demands, which the Labour Court had not seen before.
Labour Court to formally get involved in Aer Lingus dispute, and ESRI says 53,000 new homes are needed each year. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Labour Court is to hold a formal hearing between Aer Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association tomorrow. It follows engagement between the three parties, which ended at around 11 o'clock last night. News Talk's Andrew Louth was outside the talks.
After around 8 hours of talks, the decision was made by the Labour Court to formally intervene under Section 26 of the Industrial Relations Act. This means that it will hold a formal hearing due to take place tomorrow afternoon, with both Aer Lingus and IALPA to make submissions by the end of today. Following the hearing, a recommendation will be made by the court to resolve the dispute. Following yesterday's marathon talks, Donal Moriarty from Aer Lingus says they were constructive.
Aer Lingus was open to reaching a solution using all avenues available to it for that solution. We outlined those details to the court, and the court has determined that a formal hearing is the best next step to take.
However, IALPA, which had been looking for a nearly 24% pay increase, claims the airline has refused to move on its demand for work practice changes for a pay rise above 12.25%. IALPA President Captain Mark Tighe says they will attend the hearing.
They were not moving off their statement of 12.25%, anything more being financed. They also brought to the Labour Court new demands, which the Labour Court had not seen before.
The work to rule, which has been in place since last Wednesday, will stay in effect. However, the Labour Court has asked both sides not to escalate the dispute.
An estimated 53,000 new homes will be needed each year based on the estimated growth of the population by 2040. That's the finding from a new report from the ESRI, which also shows housing demand is expected to be about 44,000 a year between now and 2030. Population growth is expected to increase by 922,000 by 2040, making the total population on the island of Ireland an estimated 6.1 million. ESRI Research Officer Paul Egan says the figures are based on the expected population growth.
Our research looks at structural housing demand, which is related to demographic factors at a regional level, and then we aggregate up to a national level. So we make assumptions around population growth, headship rates, and the rate of obsolescence of the housing stock. And overall, the report suggests that between 35,000 and 53,000 dwellings are needed per year based on various projected population growth scenarios.
Plans to fast-track laws which will ban students being forced to pay for 51-week leases for specific accommodation will be discussed by Cabinet this morning. Higher Education Minister Patrick O'Donovan and Housing Minister Dara O'Brien will seek approval to introduce the emergency legislation to ensure it's in place for the upcoming academic year. Students can still request to rent accommodation for a longer period of time, but it won't be obligatory. A further five countries are to be designated as safe in proposals being brought to Cabinet this morning. International protection applicants from Brazil, Malawi, India, Morocco and Egypt will be fast-tracked from July 3rd. It follows the designation of Algeria and Botswana in January, and Justice Minister Helen McEntee is expected to tell the Cabinet applications from those countries have fallen by 71% since. Significant changes are likely to be made to Dublin's new traffic plan due to be introduced next month. They include dropping some traffic restrictions from 24/7 to specific time windows. A meeting of Dublin City Councillors last night heard an update from planners with concerns raised about access issues for people with disabilities. Social Democrats' Paddy Monaghan was one of a number of councillors who criticised Junior Minister Emer Higgins for suggesting that the plan should be delayed.
Minister of State is seeking to delay the transport plan. It's utterly inappropriate intervention. It's an attempt to undo the agreement that was made by this council, the democratic agreement and the work of councillors. It's also in opposition to her colleague in government, the Minister for Transport, who I think she needs to sit down and talk to. The plan was agreed after extensive consultation, and she's looking for death by consultation.
Hurricane Beryl has ripped roofs off buildings and damaged power lines after making landfall in the Caribbean. Winds of up to 150 miles per hour were reported as it tore through Grenada. Experts have upgraded it to a potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm. Almost €1 million in cash and drugs has been seized in Dublin under Operation Tara. It follows a number of searches across Tala and Lucan after a car was stopped and searched on Saturday evening. Gardaí attached to the serious crime unit were on patrol when they stopped and searched a vehicle in Tala shortly after 6 p.m, seizing cannabis herb and €800 in cash. A man in his 30s was arrested. Two premises were then searched in Tala and Lucan, where Gardaí found cannabis herb, cannabis resin and plants with an approximate value in excess of €900,000. A second man in his 40s was arrested. Both have since been charged. Joe Biden says a US Supreme Court ruling in favour of Donald Trump means presidents can now ignore the law. Judges decided they have absolute immunity from prosecution for official acts while in office. It's a boost for Donald Trump, who's fighting charges over his attempt to overturn the 2020 election result. In entertainment news, Dua Lipa has seen a post-Glastonbury surge in sales and is now battling Imagine Dragons for this week's number one album in the UK. It's jumped 25 places following her set at Glastonbury on Friday night. She's not the only one to benefit, with Shania Twain's Greatest Hits up to number 18, the first time in the top 40 since 2005. And in sport, in tennis, Andy Murray says he'll make a decision regarding his fitness today and his ability to play singles at Wimbledon. The two-time former champion is scheduled to play Thomas Mahach in the last match on centre court. Andy Murray is expected to retire this summer, but he wants closure for his career.
I just want the opportunity to play one more time out there, hopefully on centre court and, I don't know, feel that buzz.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.